I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Look, my job can be difficult. A lot of times, the people I read are dealing with the hardest thing they have ever had to face. And it's my job to let their loved ones communicate through me to give them messages that are often really hard to hear, but ones that they really need to hear in order to start healing. Jean and Josh are dealing with the worst kind of loss, the loss of a child. But I think you'll agree that the strength and resilience of their family outshines the darkness that they've been through.
I'm Jean Johnston.
I'm Josh Johnston.
We're from Clarksburg, Maryland. So we lost our daughter at 6 months old back in 2012. And then a couple years after that, I lost my mom. I lost some grandparents, friends. He lost his grandmother. We lost a ton of people. I wasn't necessarily expecting our daughter to come through because she was only 6 months old when she died.
First of all, I want to say I can feel a young energy pulling and like pushing me. Like, hurry up, Teresa, hurry up, hurry up. My mom and dad know exactly what's going to happen here. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I'm just going to say this to you. Did you lose a daughter? Because she shows me a princess nightgown. That's usually my symbol for young child. And also for a daughter.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, we lost our daughter.
She snaps her fingers at me, which is my symbol for that she left suddenly. So even if she was ill, even if somebody is ill, but however she departed, she's validating that she went so quickly that there was like no time to prepare.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So validating for you that there is no way that you could have prevented her departure. Do you feel like you should have seen this coming or you should have known? Because I just said to her, I don't understand this. I said, I don't know what you mean. Like, how could, and she's like, Teresa, she says, my mom feels that she should have known and should have protected me and should have been able to stop this from happening to me. So know that whatever it is that you say to her or how you feel that your daughter says, there is absolutely no way that you could have prevented this departure. I want to share with you both that that's not easy for me to say to you because as parents, we're supposed to parents aren't supposed to bury their children. We're supposed to protect our children, right? No matter what it is. And now your daughter is having me say to you, there's no way that you could have prevented this.
She was normal, healthy baby. Everything was going fine. She was strong. She was developing beautifully. The night before she died, she was pulling herself up to stand for the first time. There was never any indication that anything was wrong with her. And a few days before she died, she was in the care of my mom. When she was in the care with my mom started getting sick. And then we had to pull her out of my mom's care and put her in a new daycare. which was pretty upsetting for all of us. My mom was devastated, but we put her in this new daycare. It was my friend's house, and I thought, you know, she'll be in good hands. And the day she died, there was no sign that anything was wrong. I dropped her off, and then a few hours after I dropped her off, I got a call that she was not breathing.
Like 5 days after a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, she had had a normal well baby checkup a few days earlier. And I'm a nurse. I'm a pediatric nurse. I work with really sick kids. Not have seen any sign of this, of anything wrong. It was still like unfathomable to me. On her autopsy, they saw that maybe she had had sepsis. And so, but normal signs of sepsis, you know, the baby's not peeing, baby's not eating, baby's not acting right. And none of those things were true for her. The morning, 3 hours before she died, she nursed, she had a wet diaper, and she was talking up a storm. So I replay that in my head a lot, like as a reassurance.
I can feel you holding her. So when spirit makes me feel certain things, it can mean two things. This is up to you to place on how it fits the day that you lost your daughter. I can see you holding her and rocking her and like kind of fixing like her, like just like comforting her. So that is her way of letting you know that she knew that you were there. Did you hold her after she died?
When she died suddenly at daycare, and we really didn't know what the heck happened. And when her body was in the hospital, there was an investigator there, like a homicide investigator. So they wouldn't let us touch the body. They wouldn't let us hold her. And that was one of the hardest things for me, because they wouldn't let me. And then when she was in the funeral home again, I couldn't hold her body. I held like a casket thing because it just was, I couldn't.
You understand by her making me feel this, to her, it is as if you held her. So whether if it is, this is what you visualize, but more importantly, this is what is hurting you the most, is that you feel that you couldn't hold her.
Yeah, I never got to actually hold her again.
This is the thing that amazes me about what I do. How in the world would I know that?
Yeah, no.
Did you get the chills? Feel a warm?
I'm having hot flashes, actually. Yeah, I feel like
I know
warm.
All about the hot flashes. I'm 52 and in the menopause, so I get the hot flashes.
I love fire.
But you have to understand, before that happened, I felt extremely hot. But then when I get the goosebumps and a chill from head to toe, that's my symbol, because it's the way I connect with spirit, of her soul moving through me. So when they do that, I ask spirit to do that as well. You understand that? So know that whenever you feel a flush of something, I don't care what it is. I don't care where you are. I don't care if it's when you're sleeping, if it's during the session, whenever it is, validating that that is her soul moving through you. Josh, your dad?
Yes, you're the dad.
I'm the dad, yeah. Although you're asking about my dad. No, yeah, I'm the dad.
Okay. There's several reasons why I say things and how I say things for a reason, right?
Yeah.
So, because she said, I doodle when I write, so I just kept writing dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she wants you to know that she felt as if she died in your arms. Do you understand that? That is very, very important for you to know that.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't there that weekend before. She died on a Tuesday, but 3 days before I had a big work where I was out and I wasn't home at all. And so it just felt like I wasn't there for her. It was like her last weekend.
She doesn't want you to feel that you were. I'm going to say this with no disrespect to your daughter's departure. It was a freak thing that happened. You understand that? Again, not easy for me to say that to somebody that lost their child. How do you connect with the number 4? Was it 4 months, the month of April, or how can you connect with the number 4? It'll either be the 4th of a month, an age.
August. No, not thinking the number 4.
Okay, I'm going to...
We were a family of 4.
Okay.
That was the thing is that, we were the perfect little family of 4.
4.
At the time, like our family was complete.
Mm-hmm.
So however you can, that is a connection with you with the number 4. However, it's validating that the family is still complete.
Yeah.
Do you have another child? Or are you planning on having another? Because she said, I have a rainbow. There's a rainbow baby.
Yeah, we have a little boy now. Yeah.
Does he like kind of point or acknowledge something that isn't there?
No, he doesn't. I don't think he ever did. He's six now. I don't think he ever did he?
Ever talk about an imaginary friend?
Yeah, he has imaginary friends.
So just know that when Spirit brings that up, imaginary friend is also a part of your daughter being with him. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were done having kids. We had our two girls. We were done. We were happy with that. We were complete. He actually went ahead and had a vasectomy after our daughter. And then when she died, we had to have it reversed to have my son. And so that's what we ended up doing. And then we had our boy. And he's great. He's very different. He's a boy in every way. You know, he's just kind of a wild maniac kid. But he's been, you know, a great addition to our family. Mm-hmm. Keeps us on our toes, for sure.
Okay, who was the father figure that's departed on the other side? Grandfather?
I have a few grandfathers and one great grandfather who I knew
about. Who served our country? Because they're saluting.
Oh, my grandfather, Charlie.
Okay.
Both of my grandfathers, actually. Yeah.
So it's validating that if you feel and afraid that she's alone on the other side, she's not. You understand that?
Yeah.
Josh, were you going to get a tattoo in honor or in memory of your daughter?
I did. I was going to, but I never did.
Perfect. That's validating. And what I love is what your daughter just did was validating that even though you did not get to hold your daughter, Jean, the thought and wanting to do that, it is as if the soul feels as if you were holding her as she took her last breath here in the physical world. Same thing for you, Josh, that even though the thought and wanting to get that tattoo, even though you didn't, means the world to her. It means as if you actually did do that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you release something in memory of her or in honor of her? Because she showed me balloons and then she showed me lanterns. That's just my symbol for that we release something in memory.
Yeah, we've done balloons and flowers.
Perfect. So know that her soul has attended it in spirit.
Butterflies.
Was there something where something odd happened when you released something? When, this is just my symbol, when spirit shows me we release balloons and then they bring me to my house and then the balloon just sits on my front door. That's just my symbol for something unique happened at that moment, validating that her soul was taking responsibility for that happening.
I'm not sure. What do you think? I don't have a memory of it.
I actually like when you can't connect with something. It could have been something like at the moment, you know, right at that moment, it could have been, I noticed one balloon kind of went off on its own. One balloon got stuck in a tree, or there was this one butterfly that just would stay by me. It's just however you can connect with that.
She said that something weird happened at a release. And when I watched it back and talked to Josh, we're like, wait a minute, wasn't there this butterfly that stuck around and everyone was in awe of this butterfly sticking around? And that was the very first release we did for her.
How do you connect with the number 13? Is that a lucky number or an age someone is, or the age that, or the month of January and the month of March?
Our son is born in March.
Okay.
13 is my daughter's favorite lucky number, I think. Something like that, I think.
Okay.
Our other daughter.
The daughter here in the physical world, correct?
Yes.
What is she doing with her hair? Because she just said, you got to see my sister's hair.
She's always doing different things with her hair. She's into fashion. She's really into fashion, makeup, hair.
Perfect. And I know that might sound silly, like some children aren't into that. Some girls aren't into that. They're total tomboys, but it validates that she is still a part of the family. She also showed me that you have this little, I wanted to use the term keepsake box, but I want to use it more. I want to say she wants me to use the term time capsule. So I don't know why. I don't know if you have a special meaning for that, but she keeps showing me this little pink shoebox, which is my symbol for when someone young departs and we have the items in one place. And she shows me like her favorite, this is just hypothetical speaking, her favorite onesie or a headband or a picture or her favorite blanket, whatever it is.
Yeah, we have a drawer with all of her stuff in it.
And were you just looking, were you just in the drawer or looking at it?
Yeah, I was just in there.
Perfect. That's validating that your daughter's soul was with you at that exact moment. She also shows me a bracelet. So do you wear or have a piece of jewelry in memory of her?
I don't think I have a bracelet, do I?
You have the necklace on the computer.
I have an Alexa bracelet too and a necklace, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It validates that she knows what you have. See, sometimes I used to say, but do you have her bracelet? Did she have like a name bracelet?
Sorry, yes. I actually just this morning was looking at her hospital bracelet.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Again, validating that her soul was with you at that exact moment. These are the moments where I say, whether someone understands what I do or not, there is no way that I would know that, yeah. Right? It validates her soul. And jewelry, yes, people do wear jewelry in memory of their loved ones. But for her to be, nope, it's the bracelet with her name on it.
Yeah.
Knowing that that she was with you.
That's right.
She talks about shoes. Do you have her baby shoes or?
Yeah. Yeah, her baby shoe that I was just playing with this morning, actually. Yeah.
So know that, were you going to do something with her footprints?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we kept her footprints.
This doesn't mean now, oh, I better get a tattoo. We better do something with the footprints. It's validating your, listen, the one most valuable thing that I think that I've learned about being a medium is that our soul bond is never broken. It is the hardest thing for me to tell parents that your child is still with you just in a different way.
Yeah.
And this isn't, what I do is just to help us know that she's okay, but more importantly, with every breath that we take, she is experiencing life. Even though she's gone, 6 years or however long it is, that she's describing exact things that you did this morning. This morning. Validating that no matter how long she's gone, even if someone's connecting more with her or we're not connecting as much as we used to, doesn't mean that her soul isn't with you. What that is that we're becoming stronger and so is her soul. So they're able to communicate in stronger ways.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Who just had the dream of her? Or was someone dreaming?
I had dreams about my, I'm not sure I can remember the whole thing last night, but I was having wild dreams last night about my mother.
Okay.
I don't remember my dreams.
Okay. This is what I, neither do I. I don't connect with my loved ones in that way. Okay. Through dreams. Some people do, some people don't. A visitation is when we're sleeping and we wake up and we feel like we were just with someone. Mm-hmm. Or we remember seeing them perfectly healthy, even if it's for a split second, right? Have you had that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Know that that's spirit. Know that that is their soul coming to you and saying, this is how I want you to remember me.
Yeah.
Whose death do you try to visualize what it was like for them?
Either my daughter or my mom.
Because they put me in a hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had me laying there. I put my hands across my chest and I closed my eyes. Took one deep breath and I felt complete peace. When spirit does that to me, that's my symbol for where we visualize what it was like for our departed loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Know that they had a peaceful passing. And that nothing was left unsaid because I just saw the whispering of the ear and the holding of the hands.
Yeah.
Mm. Your family likes jewelry. Do you have your mom's ring?
Yeah, I do. I'm wearing it, actually.
Perfect. To validate that the souls are together on the other side. Were you going to change the ring or did you change something about the ring? Because this is just my symbol. When spirit takes an engagement ring and puts it in a necklace, that's just my symbol for that we were thinking about changing something. I don't care if you wear it differently, whatever it is.
We were going to change my ring.
Yeah, his grandmother's ring. We were going to switch out a diamond. This diamond, my mom actually used to switch out the diamond, like if she was traveling or something. So.
Oh, okay. And look, Josh, if you're wondering, I know this might sound weird to you, but if you're saying, I wonder where my loved ones are, I wonder if my grandmother's there, I wonder if my, it's a way of spirit getting to let you know that everyone is present. But there is always one particular person that someone needs to hear from.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try to look into your daughter's eyes?
I think I saw a little bit of it and I didn't. Then I was too scared to.
How would I know that? Kept having me hold her and kept like lifting my eye and like looking in my eye. So knowing how you feel and your feeling, she just said to me, no regrets. Did you just go back to work?
No.
It has to do with something with where she was. You had, I don't know if things were, I don't know what this is. I never had this before. I felt very rushed that day. I felt everything was a hurry. And I was just like, oh. And then when I look back in hindsight, it's like, oh my God, I never should have went out that day. I never should have done this. I never should have done that. Do you understand that? Does that?
Probably validating for him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is to validate that we have to look at things differently. I was made to feel like it should not be your burden to carry that she died that day.
Yeah.
That if I never left her there or if I should have gone back, whatever it is, because she just keeps showing me all this, all these what ifs and all these different roads. That's my symbol for, we can go over this a million times, but if we did something, she says, I want you both to realize that if we changed anything that day and I died while I was in your care,
right,
our family, our perfect family, probably never would have survived.
Yeah. So she, before she died, she was in the care of my mom and my mom started having some issues and I had to take her out of my mom's care, send her to a new daycare provider. And then she died at the new daycare provider who is not family. But I felt that way too, that this is inevitable and that her death was inevitable. And I'm glad that it didn't happen on my family's watch kind of thing, you know.
You know, and then, you know, and then we go through that whole process of we become, because then as you were speaking, I got this, and I don't know who it's for, and it doesn't matter. I felt this anger, and then I lose my faith in God. I lose in everything. Like, how can this be? How can there be a God? What kind of God would bless us with this perfect, beautiful daughter and then take her from us like this, right? I'm going to say this because when I see gold and white light, that's my symbol for God's presence. Again, I'm practicing Catholic. I'm not here talking about a faith, but I think it's important. I typically try not to wear religious articles when I read because, again, it's someone's breath, but something made me wear this today. It's a necklace that I had made with my grandmother. It's a rosary bead with my grandmother's cross that she gave me and a Saint Teresa.
Wow.
Something made me wear this today. If you watch, I really try not to wear religious things because it's people, but I think this is important to validate that she is in the arms of loved ones, your mom.
Yeah.
And that this, I don't even know how to say this about a soul's destiny.
Yeah.
You know, God doesn't say, okay, I'm going to give you children and then I'm going to take them from you.
Right.
We understand this from what Spirit says to me on the other side. Once we review our life, a soul's is, and she made me feel like that there was also something, you know, you can go all day with these what ifs and you know what, if this didn't happen, we wouldn't have our son. We wouldn't have that. Maybe we wouldn't be as close. Maybe we wouldn't have gone through certain things that we needed to get us to where we are today.
Yeah.
I know all the, and I, you know what? I'm going to be blunt and say it. You know what? It all sucks and it isn't fair. You know? And that's not an answer, but it's some type of comfort. And I don't always feel God's presence.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is his way of saying to both of you, either one of you, or to say, it's okay. It's okay that we've lost our way, that we had this, but we're here now.
I mean, I grew up in a very religious family, but since then, I haven't been going to church much. And after this experience, nothing makes sense. And I still don't know where to look. I just feel lost and got to appreciate what I have now. And I'm happy with what I have now. Every time, the more and more I think about it, the less I understand. So stick with where I'm at. And that keeps me happy.
Yeah, the other thing is that Teresa said that something compelled her to wear that Saint Teresa necklace, which I didn't understand at the time because I'd never heard of Saint Teresa, honestly. I was raised Catholic. I'm not practicing Catholic anymore, but I was raised Catholic. I Googled Saint Teresa after the call. And Saint Teresa happens to be the saint of migraine and headache disorders, which is a huge issue in our lives. I have chronic migraine disease, and so does our daughter. And so to have her feel compelled to wear the Saint Teresa necklace on our reading was pretty significant for us.
Do you have like a bench or something in the backyard, or like something in memory of your daughter in the backyard?
Yeah, we put in a memorial bench in the backyard. Yeah.
Perfect. I just wanted to validate that I interpreted everything correctly. More importantly, God's presence, that your daughter's soul is safe with your loved ones and no regrets that day.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think the thing that I loved about your experience today was strictly validations. I don't even know how to say this to you. I feel that, and again, you guys are going to have to interpret this. You guys are in a good place.
Yeah.
It stinks. It's hard. But I don't see that a lot, especially with people that lose children. They're on the brink of divorce. They're fighting. They're everything's falling apart around them. And there was this sense of love and compassion and family unity that I felt throughout your entire session.
Yeah.
And you can't tell that by looking at somebody. That is what your daughter made me feel. And to have the validations that whatever it is that we believe in, knowing that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, but more importantly, that your daughter's soul hasn't left you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know what's happened. Did your mom have a cough?
Yes.
I kind of felt
pneumonia.
Like a filling up of fluid. I felt like I was filling up with fluid and then this...
Yes, that's right. That's how she, I guess that's how she died. Like
I don't know what this is, but your daughter keeps showing me this. I'm going to say, because she showed it to me 5 times, and I know I mentioned it earlier, this princess nightgown.
Really? So, I mean, I have a pink dress that I was playing with her earlier today, and it's adorable.
Is it kind of like roughly kind of looks like princessy?
Yeah.
Who sings?
It's our favorite dress of hers.
Do you sing to her, or what did you? Could you know that song, "You Are My Sunshine"?
Yes.
That's what I just keep hearing that song. So I don't know if your older daughter sings that, or if that's a song that you sang to your daughter that passed.
Yeah, I always sang it. Oh, sorry. I always sang it to my kids, and then since my daughter died, I can't finish it.
And I have this vision of your mom holding her on her lap, like rocking her and singing "You Are My Sunshine."
That's awesome.
So no, look, this isn't, you know, maybe this is to get her to say, it's okay to sing it. It's okay to think about it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Because she showed me like signs, like in the house, "You Are My Sunshine." You know, like little plaques, "You Are My Sunshine," right?
Yeah.
So just know that every time you think of that, and even if you can't sing it, or if you sing it and you cry, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear, like you think, Josh, you think you hear your daughter's voice?
Yeah.
Know that that's real. Know that that is your daughter letting you know that she is with you at that exact moment. You're not crazy. It's not your imagination. That truly is her. Are you an electrician or something?
Yeah, HVAC tech.
A who?
Heating and air conditioning.
Okay, so you're electrical, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She made me feel like she messes with things that you know for a fact should be working and they can't work. Is that true?
Yeah.
Know that that's just a validation that she's with you at the, because I feel like she is a prankster, or like that's her, you know, like always teasing, or that's how she would be. Just know that that's her.
That's cool. Hilarious.
I want to thank you both for giving me the honor and privilege of channeling your loved ones, but most importantly, the soul of your daughter, and for being part of this special day.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate
thank you.
It.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I think I started watching Teresa in 2012, right before she died. So, and I didn't necessarily at the time, back in like 2012, 2011, I didn't know where people went after they died. And I just thought when you die, you die. You die. I didn't necessarily believe in heaven or any kind of afterlife. And it was watching her show that made me believe in all that. Sounds like as crazy as it is, but I needed more like tangible evidence, something, you know? And so I got that from watching her shows years ago before my daughter died, which I kind of think is not a coincidence because it sort of made me a believer even before, like before she died, which helped me cope. And now like having the privilege of having our own reading and hearing those validations for ourselves, I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing what she does. And I mean, there's so many things that she said in there that that no one else could have known. The baby shoe and the hospital bracelet were the two things that I had set aside in our daughter's pile of things that I wanted to be validated. And for my mom, I wanted her to say something about the ring that I was wearing. The pink dress, I didn't quite quite understand until later. So we had this drawer with all of her stuff, and in the front of the drawer, I kept her like her sleeper that she died in. And in the back of the drawer, I kept the pink dress. And it's too painful to like look at the pink dress. So I feel like that was sort of her way of like saying that I need to change my focus onto more of the positives instead of the negative of like having this sleeper that she died in. That's what I see when I open the drawer. The pink dress is in the back, like shoved in the back. It's too much. Some of the stuff that Teresa said about her being a prankster, we're like this very lighthearted prankster family. We prank each other all the time. He even pranked me the other day. He Googled on my computer ways to prank your wife and then left it on my computer as a prank. What was also remarkable in the reading is that Teresa said that she likes to prank us with like electricity, or like pranks him with electrical stuff. So about 2 hours after our reading with Teresa, we were all kind of doing our own thing. He was making dinner. I was upstairs working. My kids were playing. And our power went out in our house for like a second. It was off and then back on. We were like, what the hell was that? You know, there was no wind. It was sunny. There was nothing to indicate, nothing. There was no reason for that to have happened. And we talked to the neighbors later and it hadn't happened to them. Like our next door neighbor, our neighbor down the street, it hadn't happened to them. It was just our house. I don't know. She hit the nail on the head countless times for us. You know, it just feels good that our daughter's still part of our family. We're strong. We've really gotten through this together. We haven't had issues in our marriage or anything like that from this. I mean, as soon as she died, I'm a big problem solver. So I'm like, okay, she died. What do we need to do? Let's get some counseling. You know, like you go see a therapist. I'm going to see a therapist. Let's see therapists together. Let's do group counseling. Let's do this grief counseling. Like we did all these things and we just kind of strapped on our boots and put in the work.
Our daughter that was alive, she really helped out a lot.
Yeah.
To help keep us together, to keep us with a direction to go. It's like we are here together and we have to keep moving forward. So she really helped out.
Definitely.
And she didn't know what she was doing. She was three. But, you know, still having her and having a reason to keep going was great.
It was impossible to, like, be depressed when we had this three-year-old who was just such a joy. And, yeah, we've done a really good job sticking together as a team. We call ourselves Team Johnston. We have team colors. It was really a cool experience to have because I got to kind of see a glimpse of her personality and how it is now and, like, how she would have been. And I believe that our daughter was still with us. We still like celebrate her birthday and do everything in groups of five. Like if I buy pumpkins, I'm gonna buy five pumpkins because we're a family of five, you know, stuff like that. Like that kind of stuff, it hasn't changed for us.
I always say like what I do is hard. A loss is a loss, but parents are not supposed to bury their children and especially in daycare. That reading was difficult for me. How is it the daughter is sitting here telling me, please tell my parents it wasn't their fault. They could not have prevented my departure. And the thing that I loved what the daughter's soul did was then continue to validate it by the choices that we made that day. Okay, we could have made different choices, but what would have those choices left us with? What if Josh was watching his daughter that day and she passed when she was down for a nap? Where would a burden or guilt lie then? I just think their daughter did a remarkable job of validating that, unfortunately, it was her soul's time to leave the physical world and no regrets. And I loved all the little validations. Dad with a tattoo, the jewelry, and the mom going through all of those specific things just this morning. You don't get validations better than that, that the souls of our departed loved ones never leave us. That is a bond that can never and will never be broken. Well, guys, there you have it. If you'd like to give me the opportunity to share my gift with you, just go to my website at teresacaputo.com. If you want to keep hearing these shows, please subscribe wherever you listen and be sure to write a review at Apple Podcasts so more people can find the show. Thanks again for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Audiation.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.